Welcome to my show, Little Lantern, spreading light and positivity into your lives. Season 2, Episode 4, How to Identify Red Flags. Today, I'm about to discuss what are red flags and how to find them out in friendships, relationships, or any other kind of bonds. When we hear the terms red flags, the first image that comes to our mind is obviously a flag that is red in color. Yes, this is exactly what it means. So these are danger or warning signals that point towards manipulative or unhealthy behavior in any kind of bonds. These include but are not limited to abusive behavior, manipulative talks, narcissism, and aggression. It's very important to understand why we should actually be able to identify these red flags and what will happen if we fail to look into those flags. Red flags tell us a lot about a toxicity in a bond. If we fail to understand them and acknowledge them, we might costing ourselves physically or emotionally. It could take years to heal from the trauma that the toxicity is about to give us. Sometimes it is very difficult to identify these red flags. These red flags are kept hidden by the manipulators through their so-called affection and care, that we fail to see them through that perspective. But however, science says that we have instincts and intuition to identify these red flags. But sometimes we overlook them because we don't want to lose this person, or because we are used to this suffering. In either way, it is dangerous and detrimental. Now, let us see some common red flags and how to identify them. The first one is controlling behavior. When people tend to do what is best according to them to you rather than what's best for you, we can call it as controlling behavior. When your freedom is curbed, we call it controlling behavior. Now watch out, most people try to do this on you in the name of love, affection, care, blah blah. But you need to be careful that as an adult, you know what's best for you and you will not allow anybody else to do it for you. The second on the list is lack of trust. This is often seen in relationships. You see that there is a compulsion between some partners that you will have to share your passwords to your social media, etc. As an adult, again, you have the authority to decide whether you want to give them or not. But if you're compelled into it, note that you're not being trusted here and your partner is not worth it. The same applies to family, friends, and co-workers. When you feel that there is an increased need to prove yourself from time to time, and you feel that you're constantly under somebody's surveillance, then the problem is not with you, rather with the person that you're dealing with. The third category includes people that give you a low self-esteem. You always need to make sure that you are surrounded by people that uplift you, that give you optimistic feeling, rather than break you down. When you feel that you are being humiliated or belittled, you need to walk out of this bond. Okay, so the fourth point is physical or emotional abuse. This point is significant and it's a very big red flag. When you are physically or emotionally abused by someone, no matter who it is, you need to abandon this person. Or else, the consequences could be lifelong trauma or some injury to yourself. Physical injury in our country is considered under the regulations and laws with a well-defined judiciary body. But when it comes to the mental abuse, most cases go unaccounted. The culprit often thinks that the bond that he or she has with the victim alone changes. No, when you look into a broader perspective, the entire dynamics of this person, that is, the victim, changes. You are hurting somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, or somebody's friend. And you're walking out free, only because you're not being accounted for this crime. But let me emphasize, it is as much as cruel as a physical injury. And the next one is narcissism. So let me help you understand what is narcissism. So it is a self-obsessed behavior, like the people believe that the world revolves around them. I would like to narrate a small incident from my life experience. This will help you understand who are narcissists and how you can avoid them. So, as I was working at a distant city from my hometown last year, I was accommodated in a PG where I shared the room with three more people. So this woman who came to the room initially made a very good bond with all of us. Eventually, we discovered that she was self-obsessed. So narcissists are often accompanied by some of these traits. Lack of empathy. So this woman wouldn't be able to empathize any other person in the room. She wouldn't mind what happens to them or how they go about their day. Second thing, she has some kind of entitlement. So these narcissist people have a superiority complex. Not all of them, but some of them. There's a category of narcissists that have the superiority complex. So this could be a result of inadequacy during childhood. And that is reflected in the superiority complex that slowly develops within them to prevent themselves from realizing this inadequacy. And the next one is manipulative behavior. So the woman that I'm talking about used to manipulate, talk through the other roommates to gang up against us. So this behavior is extremely scary because you won't believe how they could actually impress people and get their things done for their own gains. So now, how to protect yourself from narcissists is to avoid them. Stay clear of them. And the last point is gaslighting. So this often happens in Indian households, very commonly within families. So gaslighting is a behavior where they leave you to question your own sanity. Often accompanied by questions like these: are you crazy? Are you too sensitive to behave in this manner? But the thing is, it is their behavior or it is their actions that provoked you. But this will never be accepted by them. So people often gaslight you to protect themselves from getting the bad image. Now that we know the red flags and how to identify them, it is high time that we start acting upon this piece of knowledge. I know and I acknowledge that it is extremely difficult to move on in such situations or with such people because the bond that we have developed with them is based on love and respect. Sometimes it could be people that you cannot abandon, such as your close family members, your best friends, or maybe your partners. That is totally understandable. But if a bond is physically and emotionally exhausting you, it is time to leave it. And remember, anybody that genuinely cares for you or loves you or shows affection to you wouldn't be a manipulator, an aggressive person, or a narcissist. And also bear this in mind. If you're going to continue with this bond and you bear the consequences, remember that this person is not going to pay for your therapy sessions or is not going to write you checks to the hospitals. In the end, it is going to be us to deal alone. We are often confused and scared to walk out of such bonds. It is because we fear losing the people or the person that we cherished for so long. But are we going to destroy ourselves in order to retain this person in your life? No, we shouldn't. At the end, you don't need anybody that gives you doubts or mixed signals or laughs at you or mocks you, keeps you hanging out of nowhere, or is scared to be loyal or commit to a bond. You only need people that respect you, love you, and trust you, because you deserve everything. So there comes a final question. Should we always abandon and run when there are red flags? The answer might be a yes and a no. There is something called as yellow flags, which is same as red flags but less severe in nature. If you think you can negotiate and come to reasonable terms with people during a conflict, it is best to do so. But if you spot an obvious, dangerous red flag, it is best to move on. I also take this moment to appreciate and thank my listeners from all around the world. Yesterday, as I was surfing through the demographics of my listeners, I was extremely happy to see a global audience. So I have people from Kenya, Iran, India, UK, etc. Thank you for supporting me in this, and I'm completely grateful. So I have a small platform for you to interact with me, as I would love to hear your feedbacks and your thoughts regarding my episodes. So there is a Q&A session below every episode, and today I'm going to post a question there, and I love to see your response. And also, those of you who are using the Anchor app to listen to my podcast, there is an option where you can send me a voice message, so you can share your valuable feedback there. Those of you that are using the Spotify, stick to the Q&A session. Thank you, and sending love to you all.